Amber Heard is asking a judge to throw out her losing defamation verdict to her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. Heard was found guilty last month of 3 defamation claims by Depp. Her attorneys argued in a motion filed Friday the evidence didn't support the judgment in the high-profile trial that wrapped up last month. Denzel Washington is set to be the only entertainer to receive a Presidential Medal of Freedom this year. The medal honors public figures who've made notable contributions to American society, culture, politics, or world peace. Others who made the cut? Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe. Rihanna is the nation's youngest self-made female billionaire. The 34-year-old singer recently topped Forbes' annual list of America's wealthiest self-made women for the 3rd straight year. The 9-time Grammy winner's estimated worth of $1.4 billion makes her the only female billionaire on the list under the age of 40. Forbes noted Rihanna amassed most of her fortune from her own music and beauty ventures. Stranger Things continues to turn records upside down. The hit Netflix series became the first show to ever amass more than 6 billion minutes streamed in a single week. Volume 2 of the current season released Friday and caused the streaming service to crash upon its release at midnight Pacific time. And Minions, The Rise of Gru, is breaking box office records. The latest film of the Despicable Me franchise raked in around $125 million domestically over its 4-day opening weekend. And makes it the record holder for the biggest opening over the 4th of July weekend ever, topping the $115 million earnings of Transformers Dark Side of the Moon, set in 2011. That's entertainment. I'm Bob Hauer, NBC News Radio.